Good morning and welcome to Leftover Grounds. The CDC seems to be in deja vu mode as they express concern over a fourth pandemic surge. And the Biden admin says they won't issue COVID passports, but they're going to let, you know, they'll let commercial organizations figure that one out, just as liberal celebrities start to push a new commercial safety regulation. So let's get into it.
Tonight from the head of the CDC to not let down our guard. That's because with cases now spiking again in at least half the country, President Joe Biden today calling on governors to reimpose those mask mandates. Here's CBS's Mola Lenghi.
Tonight, fourth wave fears.
I'm going to reflect on the recurring feeling I have of impending doom.
As cases continue to rise nationwide, blunt words from the head of the CDC.
So much reason for hope. But right now I'm scared. So I'm speaking today, not necessarily as your CDC director, but as a wife, as a mother, as a daughter, to ask you to just please hold on a little while longer.
Cases are up more than 10% with hospitalizations on the rise as life looks more like it did pre-pandemic in much of the country. 43 states have allowed most or all businesses to reopen and 17 don't have mask mandates. This, as much of Europe is seeing another spike, and doctors say Paris hospitals are about to hit catastrophic overload.
The trajectory of the pandemic in the United States looks similar to many other countries in Europe. I'm calling on our elected officials to sound the alarm. We must work together now to prevent a fourth surge.
So the Biden admin is saying, hey, we're not going to do this stuff. We need to continue to vaccinate. We want to get to where 90% of the population has access to vaccines. We want people to implement, you know, reinstitute masks policies and everything, and don't let your guard down as we're getting so close to the end. But there is no end to this. We might get to the end of one. They'll claim victory over it, but then it's going to morph into a new strain or something like that we're going to have to deal with. And that's just something we have to accept and continue to wash our hands and cover our damn mouths when we cough. The worst thing about this, having done crisis management for years, the thing that makes me lack confidence in the CDC, when a director gets on and is crying because she's scared, that position should not be executed by somebody who can't handle the job and who's going to cry on TV because they're scared. All that does is increase fear. And when you're, like I said, when you're pushing information based on fear or you're trying to get people to do things out of fear, you're going to have maybe half the population that comply because they're scaredy cats. No, because you can motivate some people based off fear, but the other half of the population isn't going to be motivated by that. They're going to call BS. They're going to look at you like you're weak. They're going to look at you with skepticism and not trust what you have to say. So you can't go up there without confidence in your team and what you're doing and try and get everybody motivated to do the right thing. You don't go up and cry in front of a bunch of people. That you won't see that from leaders in other countries often. I've never seen somebody get up and cry to try and get people to do something. If you're that scared, that means that you're making decisions based on fear. It also means that your decision-making process, it's compromised because you can't make decisions like that. You're going to make bad decisions based on fear. That's why decision boards exist in the first place, is so we can make good decisions based on good information without fear. Fear clouds judgment. It creates a lot of problems in the decision-making process. So for this lady to get up there and her voice shaking, it just makes me feel like she's either acting or not qualified to be in that position. Same thing with Fauci. It's really, really bad leaders. There seems to be a problem, an issue with people understanding what leadership is and how to execute a high position of leadership where the world is looking at you. And if we don't find, I remember we used to joke around about the leadership deficit in this country. I always thought that was a kind of a silly term. And I'm really starting to realize that we have a leadership deficit and people have got to start stepping up. But I don't think that's going to change too much during this administration. They don't seem to be picking leaders based off the qualifications. So CDC is concerned about a fourth surge. And at the same time, the White House is saying, hey, we're not going to like issue some vaccine passport. I know the UK is highly considering it. I mean, you'd have to have some kind of app in order to go into different pubs and things like that. What's so silly about that concept is it doesn't work. So the government instituting that doesn't work. Maybe it does in Great Britain because there's still a monarchy. I don't know. But it doesn't work in the United States. And I think Biden administration understands that. So they're going to leave vaccine passports to the private sector. What they've figured out is that the private sector has been more efficient at instituting control measures over the population than the government ever has been. The problem is that the commercial organizations that are censoring people on the net or shaming people or canceling people often are being influenced by the government and politics and things like that. So they know now that they don't have to do anything. All they can do is just let the commercial sector take over. So you got this Well health safety rating that came out. Check out this commercial. It's creepy.
If you want to get back to your favorite places and feel confident they have put your health and safety first,
look for the Well Health Safety Seal.
Look for the Well Health Safety Seal.
Look for the Well Health Safety Seal.
I'm Dr. Richard Carmona, the 17th Surgeon General of the United States of America. This is the Well Health Safety Seal from the International Well Building Institute, the global authority on healthy buildings.
The Well Health Safety Rating was informed by years of research and input from hundreds of leading virologists, public health experts, epidemiologists, and building professionals around the world.
You'll see it at schools, offices, banks, childcare centers, all the places we go.
The Well Health Safety Seal means that we'll feel better going into restaurants,
theaters, stores, hotels,
stadiums, and all the places that we love.
Everything may look the same, but the Well Health Safety Seal means that your health and safety are top of mind when it comes to
cleaning and sanitizing procedures,
air and water quality management,
emergency preparedness programs,
and health services.
So look for the Well Health Safety Seal outside
and feel more confident going inside. Learn more about the Well Health Safety Rating at wellhealthsafety.com.
So a few of these people I don't know. I think maybe that was Serena Williams and Michael B. Jordan. That guy in Fahrenheit 451 or something. didn't he get enough information from that whole movie and book to figure out a little bit of what's going on here? And you got Robert De Niro. It's hard to trust a wise guy. And then Lady Gaga's voice. She has a great singing voice, but her talking just grates on me. That's just me personally, though. This is me complaining about my personal opinion. But look, what I don't understand is, I do understand it, but I want you all to understand this. We pay taxes to the city, the county, the state, the federal government. We pay fees. We pay for projects, for roads, and all sorts of different things. We also pay for safety standards for buildings, health and safety standards for restaurants. People can't operate if they're breaking those standards. Now, some people do, and they get busted and fined and have to fix things where they get shut down. Those health and safety standards we have right now are paid for by your tax dollars. So this Well Health Safety Rating thing from the Well Building Institute, it's like an ISO thing. It's just an additional rating to make people, as Lady Gaga put it, feel better. My only issue is that when this comes out and people start using it and celebrities are pushing it, and it's expensive, by the way, I think it was like, that's a $25K or something like that to get your building taken care of. I don't know. Maybe they have different rates for different. It doesn't matter. You shouldn't have to pay for that. You already have a health and safety rating from the government. It's already paid for by you, the taxpayer. What they're going to do is they're going to shame organizations that don't have the Well Health Safety Rating or something like that. They're going to shame people for going in organizations that don't have that. But I am all for a free and open capitalist society. And what I'll do is I won't go in any of those buildings that have the Well Health Safety Rating, because obviously they have a lot more money than everybody else who's struggling right now. This is just it's a scam. I mean, it feels like a scam. You have to have an additional rating on top of everything else in order to make people feel better so they can come to your restaurant or building. This is where we're at. This is the fear-based culture we live in now. And there's nothing good that can come out of that kind of fear. And living in that kind of fear, good Lord, I can imagine. I wonder what the narcotics abuse and suicide levels right now are at. I mean, it's got to be crazy. Don't live in fear. You have the ability to live without fear, to see the truth, to be responsible. Go get vaccinated, whatever you got to do. Wear your mask, that's fine. All that stuff, do it. But don't live in fear, and don't let this kind of thinking become normal. If you are living that way, if you're terrified of going to a restaurant, unless it has some seal on it from the WELL health safety rating people, you need to reevaluate where you're getting your information from and what the goal is. This applies to the leader of the CDC as well and what they're trying to do with their fear-mongering. The CDC's goal right now by putting her up front is to instill fear in people enough to where they go get vaccinated, to instill fear to where they feel like they have control. That's a horrible, horrible, that's not a leadership principle. That's not a quality a good leader has. Good leaders instill confidence in people to get them to do things. So that's where we're at right now, fear-based everything. Hey, before I go, we lost a member yesterday, John King, Major John King. He was still active duty in the Army. He was a civil affairs officer, an artillery officer. He was an enlisted man too as well. We both went through officer candidate school together. He used to give me a hard time because they were the king of battle and I was infantry, queen of battle. But man, what a fighter. He's been fighting for over a year, pancreatic cancer, went through and did everything he possibly could for the well-being of his family to make sure that they were taken care of. He kept working the entire time. He was going through chemo and all sorts of different treatments. He was a fighter and fought all the way up until the minute of his passing. I had no idea it was as bad as it was until a few days before when the hospitals finally said, hey, we can't do anything else. And then he let everybody know, hey, I'm going to go home. He was only home for a few days and then he went peacefully. And now he's joined the ranks of thousands of other heroes and is resting peacefully. And we're grateful for that. Grateful for the time that I got to spend with him. He texted me just a couple days ago. And I kind of knew that he hadn't given up, but he knew it was coming because he said, I love you. we don't typically tell each other that we love each other unless we know something's going on. But man, John was a great guy and is a great guy. His family needs our prayers and our support and our thoughts in the future. So be prepared if there's something that they need. I'm going to call on everybody and we're going to pitch in to help. There will be services, I believe, in Arizona for John, and I know there's a few people on indecision points that went through OCS with him as well. But I will remember him. He was a hero. He fought overseas. He served over 20 years. It was like 27 years or something crazy. He served a long time in the military as an enlisted and an officer. He will be missed. He will be missed, but I know that he's finally getting a rest. So we're thankful for the time we had with him. And please be sure to, if you can, I posted something on Facebook. If you're not following on Facebook, get on Facebook, follow our page, and you can see his journal. I've been journaling his journey through this whole thing. And you can see that it's posted there and under Caring Bridge. You just got to make an account with them, I think, to get there and read it. But reading his story and his fight over the last year is pretty impressive. I hope you all have a great weekend. Like I said, keep his family in your prayers and thoughts. Relax a little bit this weekend. We live fearless, right? That's how John lived, fearless. Didn't let anything stop him. And I'm going to continue to do that. I don't care who says what or who's trying to get in my way of that. Take care, conquer fear, drive on, and I'll talk to you on Monday.